Hello, hockey fans. Steve Silver here from the Fiesta Rancho Casino. Yeah. It is a different practice spot for the Wranglers, but they're gearing up for a road trip to Bakersfield Friday and Saturday against the Condors. I'm joined by head coach and general manager Ryan Mugenel. Coach, last time we talked, it was around Canadian Thanksgiving, and now it's American Thanksgiving. Are you going to celebrate both?
Well, it's funny. I guess American Thanksgiving gets a lot more playtime around here. I guess everybody's kind of well aware of the American Thanksgiving. And yeah, no, I think I'm going to partake in feeding the homeless the one day, which is kind of something that I guess it's something that I've always kind of done. And then I'm gonna cash in on as many free dinners as I possibly can. So I've had a lot of invites. I'm definitely going to stay away from the players. They're having their own Thanksgiving, and I think I'm going to stay away from that one.
Where are they getting food? They don't cook, do they?
You know what? Some of them do. I guess their idea of cooking a turkey is going to Albertsons and getting the rotisserie. Yeah, so they'll probably get 22 rotisserie chickens. That's something that the guys have it's always kind of a tradition in the hockey community, is that everybody the team gets together and enjoys themselves, and everybody's kind of away from their families, and it's good to have each other to kind of lean on, talk about other things other than hockey.
Are you a turkey guy, white meat, dark meat? What do you?
You know what? I am kind of a turkey guy. I'm gonna say I'm a turkey guy. I'm more of a stuffing. I really like the stuffing. My mom's stuffing is, I'm gonna go on a limb and say she's probably makes the best stuffing this side of what would be the middle for us in Toronto.
This side of the Mississippi.
Yeah. Maybe Winnipeg? Is that could be halfway.
I don't know what the halfway point is. Your parents were actually out here for a bit. Did they enjoy their time in Las Vegas?
Yeah, they're from an extremely small town in kind of northern Ontario. So I wouldn't say the Strip is their kind of forte, but we did get down and go to the Blue Man Group, and we enjoyed that a ton. My mom, she keeps talking about that. So, but then again, she's still talking about Chipotle. I don't think it takes a lot to impress her. So,
Have you told her that the Chipotles are everywhere? Or did yeah. You just say it was a Vegas
special? She doesn't. Yeah, I'm not going to let her in on that little secret. She just thinks she's got to come all the way to Las Vegas to get a Chipotle. So, it was great having them around, and it's unfortunate we couldn't have played a little bit better. My dad's a pretty harsh critic on some of the guys, and he liked some things, he didn't like some things, but he's a guy, and Keith Primo's a guy that have been around, they've seen a lot of things. So I like a lot of things. There's some things on the team that need to change, and not necessarily personnel. It's kind of tough to trade and make moves, but we're learning, and I'm learning a lot about myself, which is as good as a young coach. And the one thing I know I got to get better at is getting these guys better. And that's that was kind of the focus in practice today, that you might not think twice about it, but there's some things that I think, like coming to the rink without a tie on, that's a team rule, and guys start deviating from that, and it's got to be nipped in the bud. And that's what this week is about, getting back to that winning culture, and how important that winning culture is to everybody, and it's contagious.
And sticking with the American themes here, when I'm on the bus, I always try to get college football on, and most of the guys groan and have no idea what's going on. Why do the Canadians not like the college football?
Well, how come you never talk about the Canadian football?
Well,
tell me three things about Canadian football. I bet you can't.
Doug Flutie played there once.
Doug Flutie, yeah. Keep going. How many downs are there in Canadian football?
I don't know.
Well, that's the problem, so.
Is it on CBS and ABC and ESPN? Where am I going to watch it?
Well, you got to go to Canada, and that's what we're hoping to transfer you to Canada to build your...
Get it on the satellite.
A plethora of knowledge of Canadian football. But I'm actually not a big fan of Canadian football.
Do you have a rooting interest in any team and college team here?
No. Why? UNLV. How about that? Because that's the thing.
What a political answer.
No, it's about being part of the community and cheering for the community. And it's the same kind of as Las Vegas Wrangler fans. And, this is when you need to cheer more and have more people in the building. And the same thing with UNLV. They're struggling. Yeah, I get it. But let's support them. Let's not beat them down.
There you go.
How do you like that?
Although Coach Sanford gotten a little heat.
Yeah,
do you do any sports other than hockey, or is it hockey all the time?
Yeah, back home, I took a real interest in rugby when I was kind of growing up. My best buddy was on the national team, and I really like rugby. What other sports are out there? My sister was on the provincial volleyball team, so that was I was always kind of either in a hockey rink or a volleyball court. Yeah, like the other kind of sport, like golf. I'm not a big golfer, as you can
tell. A lot of hockey players are, though, right?
Yeah, because they got a lot of free time on their hands. Unfortunately, I have zero, so I don't get to go out and golf like these guys do, you know, probably twice, three times a week, which is probably what I get out a year. But, yeah, no, I'm an athlete fan. I'm a big fan of the Olympics. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about how Canada is going to fare. I think we're making the right strides with our Canadian athletes, and we don't really have the funding that other countries do, and I wish they did, but it's kind of like us in the East Coast League. There's a lot of things you wish you could change, but these are the cards you dealt, and you make the best with them.
Is Canada going to win the gold in the Olympics?
What?
Or who do you think will be the medalist? Three teams.
Well, I think, obviously, I think Sweden's going to be a powerhouse. Czech's always good. Finns are always good. The U.S., I think you're going to have a real strong team if they hopefully they'll leave off Orpik's brother. I've been all over him lately. But he's another kid that I think that's going to get an opportunity at the Olympics, which is kind of cool. But there's a lot of great teams out there, and I think it's a great example of how the hockey community has grown globally. And you know, back in the day, Canada was always kind of I guess they were like your Olympic dream team back in the day, but that's not the case anymore. And you know, I think Hockey Canada has done a great job of creating great players and great people, and the same can be said about you know, the Swedish national program and the Finnish national program. I think they've done great things, but more importantly, I think the U.S. programs come leaps and bounds.
Okay, finally here, you're getting ready for a road trip to Bakersfield. Two guys back in the lineup that you waited a long time on, Ryan Weston and Mike Medill, finally back on the ice. You're very patient with them and getting them back. I mean, What do they bring to the table?
Well, I mean, starting off with Westy, he's a second year pro. He's still a young guy in his career, and he's had a full year in the American League, so he brings a lot of experience on this hockey club to us. And I think the one thing that Westy has for him is he's a competitor, and he battles hard, and he finishes his hits, and he's physical, and he's a presence, and he's a leader. We got to get him going. He's three games into it. Tough three games to kind of get going, and then, you know, Mike Medill, he's coming off that knee injury, and he's logging a lot of minutes for us right now, probably too many minutes. But he's, again, he's got to get his game going. He's struggled as of late, but, you know, I've got patience. We're gonna go through some things that I think that maybe Gully played a little bit differently and I played a little bit differently, and we're still getting our feet wet here 20 games in. Not where I want to be, obviously, but it's better to be going through it now than later, and we just got to coach and work and come together as a team, and that's what we're doing here.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach, for joining us. And you can hear all of Coach's podcasts on LasVegasSun.com, and I will be back on the road this weekend. So check LasVegasSun.com for the stories, and log on LasVegasWranglers.com, the radio broadcast, internet radio this week in Bakersfield.